last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
The light of Allah, you are our true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. A very warm welcome to the program, The Lost Savior. You're listening to us from the IRIB English Radio. Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, said that the one who does not get to know about the Imam of his time will die the death of an ignorant. In this program, we try to make sure to give you maximum possible information about Mahdawiyat and we have with us Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
You gave us a brief of the Dua Nutba in the previous session, and you said the meaning of Nutba is crying, and we also discussed about the importance of crying through narrations, through scientific research, and you said we ended our session with the dua that may our eyes be among the eyes that are not weeping on the day of judgment, that are weeping in this world for Imam, for the righteous cause. Yes, I would want you to explain the content of dua and nutba.
If our dear listeners remember, we said that the word dua means to cry and to ask for help. And for that reason, I share some narrations talking about the importance of crying and the importance of being able to cry. And if you're not able to cry, then at least for some people, it's not a good indication, it's not a good sign. So they need to think and to ponder and to work to see what is the reason.
What's wrong
for
with
some
them?
People, it is hard-heartedness.
Even there are some Quranic verses which say that if you are witnessing somebody is in pain and it's not getting some pain to you as well, you should doubt your faith.
Exactly. And that is why you said that Islam is asking the people to look happy,
yeah,
and to have their grief in their heart. This is the sign of a true believer. But at the same time, to cry in many cases is a kind of virtue. And for that reason, I thought that it would be beneficial if we talk about different types of crying.
All right.
Based on the verses of the Quran and the narrations. We have positive crying, or the good ones, and the bad ones. Now, in the Quranic verses and the narrations, different types of crying have been somehow admired as good ones.
All right.
The one is to cry out of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as mentioned in chapter Al-Isra, verse 109, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ويخرون للأذقان يبكون. Talking about some righteous group of people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, weeping, they fall down on their faces, ويزيدهم خشوعا, and it increases them in humility. We are not afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. We are afraid of our actions. We are afraid of the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of our actions.
Yeah.
To put it in another word, some people explain it in this way, that to cry out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the other side of the coin for loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Wow.
Because when you love someone, at the same time you are fearful of losing him and losing his love,
yes,
or her love. So the same is true about the true love, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We love him, so we need to be fearful of making our love angry and somehow losing him.
Yeah.
That is why Imam Hadi alayhi salam says in the famous dua Kumail that, Allah, imagine that I'm able to bear your punishment in the hellfire. فَكَيْفَ أَصْبِرُ عَلَىٰ فِرَاقِكَ. Then not having you, to be away,
yes,
from you. So this is the first type of crying, which is approved and admired, and it's a kind of virtue, to cry out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second kind of cry, which is also highly recommended, is when you have committed a sin and now you want to repent. So to cry is for sure a kind of a kind of sign and indication that, oh Allah, I'm really regretful of my action, and the drops of the eyes are, they act as the kind of sign for this repentance.
As you mentioned in one of the previous sessions, that one drop of these tears can actually extinguish the wrath of Allah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's the point. Addressing Imam Ali alayhi salam, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family is quoted as saying, "O Ali, good to the one who is seen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while that person is weeping and crying for his sins, and that sin is not known to anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about that.
Yes.
I mean, he has committed that sin privately, but now he is crying, he's repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this person is loved so much by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is in Bihaul al-Anwar, volume 74, page 63. Another type of cry is the cry of, if I may put it this way, enthusiasm when you find the truth.
All right.
Some people, when they find the truth, they begin to cry, and this is a positive cry.
All right.
Let me share one verse in this regard. Maybe it would give it, more explanation and clarification. In chapter Ma'idah, verse 83, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim." وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ When they hear what has been revealed to the Prophet, تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَاقِ You see their eyes fill with tears because of the truth they recognize. So this is another kind of crying, and this is for sure a kind of, positive one. We have some people, as soon as they come to know about the realities, about the truth,
as soon as they get some marifat towards the Imam himself or towards the Ahlul Bayt, there are those tears of enthusiasm
Yeah, in some sessions that when the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt are recited about their virtues and merits, it's not about the calamities of Karbala. No, the scholar is talking about the virtues of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and you see some people just crying. So of course, this is a positive one.
Crying out of enthusiasm.
The next type is when you cry because you are not able to help the truth.
Mm-hmm.
This is mentioned in chapter At-Tawbah, verse 92. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about a group of the companions of the Prophet who were not able to help the Prophet in the wars, and they were crying. Allah says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَلَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ إِذَا مَا أَتَوْكَ لِتَحْمِلَهُمْ قُلْتَ لَا أَجِدُ مَا أَحْمِلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ Nor there is any blame on those to whom, when they came to you to provide them with a mount, you said, I do not find any mount for you. And then Allah says, تَوَلَّوا وَأَعْيُنُهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ حَزَنًا أَلَّا يَجِدُوا مَا يُنْفِقُونَ They turned back, their eyes flowing with tears, grieved because they did not find any means to spend. So this is, of course, a holy crying and weeping.
Mm-hmm.
Financially speaking, they are not able to help the Prophet because they do not have any camel, any horse, and that is why they are not able to take part in that war. And that is why they are crying, because they are not able to help the Prophet. The next one, which is of course very clear, is to cry for the calamities of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. There are many narrations in this regard. Allama Majlisi has a chapter in his Bihar al-Anwar titled ثواب البكاء على مصيبته ومصائب سائر الأئمة عليه السلام. The reward of crying over the calamities of Imam al-Husayn alayhi wasalam, and not only him, the calamities which befell on other Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. There are so many narrations in this regard.
Yes.
Imam Ridha alayhi salam is quoted as saying, the person who, when he remembers the calamities which befell us and then cries, then he will be with us on the Day of Judgment. And on that day, when many people are crying, these people would be happy. Bihar al-Anwar, page volume 44, page 278.
Yes, Dr. Karimi, I'll be back with you after a very short while. Here we need to take a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a moment. the shadow that's lying night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
We're talking about Dwayne Nuthbaugh, and we talked about the kind of tears, kind of crying, kinds of weeping, crying in the light of Quran. Dr. Karimi said it's people cry out of regret for the sins, shedding light through on the verses, explaining it in the light of verses, crying out of enthusiasm, like while recognizing the truth, and crying for being unable to help the truth. Yes, Dr. Karimi.
The next type of cry, which is related to our topic, which is about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, is to cry because of the occultation of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
All right.
And it's been mentioned in some narrations that some people cry because of the ghiba, because of the occultation of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. There is a very interesting narration in Kamaluddin Bashikh al-Saduq, volume 2, page 352, in which one of the companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, Sudayr al-Sayrafi, he talks about how Imam Sadiq himself cried because of the difficulties that the Shia go through at the time of the major occultation. And another narration from Imam Rida alayhi salam, again in the same book, Kamaluddin, volume 2, page 352, in that narration also Imam Rida alayhi salam talks about the fact that it would be a very difficult time for the Shia at the time of the major occultation. And Imam admires the people who cry out of grief for the occultation of Imam Mahdi.
Imam, and since we're talking about the crying, since we reached Imam, I get reminded of, if you noticed the viral hit song about Imam Mahdi,
exactly,
sung by the children, and these kids of like 9 years, 10 years, crying for the love of Imam. That's so many, like, this crying, and I get amazed, like, what do these kids really understand, how much enthusiastic they are.
And there are so many theories.
And these tears make
any,
the elders cry
exactly
out of the love
point
of Imam.
Yeah. And the last type of cry, which is also approved of, is the emotional one. When we lose our dear ones, it is very, very natural that we cry. Unfortunately, some groups of the Muslims, they are against emotional cry too. The Holy Prophet, when he lost his infant Ibrahim, he began to cry. And some companions, they objected the Prophet. And the Prophet explained that, I mean, this is very natural.
This is normal.
I mean, I have lost a dear one. So this is the seventh type of cry, which is approved of. But there are some rejected cries, like the cry out of hypocrisy and lie. وَجَاءُ أَبَاهُمْ عَشَاءً يَبْكُونَ The brothers of Yusuf, alayhi salam, when they threw him in the well, but at night they came toward their father weeping. So this kind of weeping is a kind of negative one. And the last one is the kind of, the one which is not approved, is crying out of humility before the oppressive people.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why Ibn Ziyad told Zainab Salamullahi Alayha that, did you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treated you and your brother? And Lady
She's
Zainab Salamullahi Alayha said,
that, nothing else beauty.
Jamila. I did not see except
beauty.
For beauty. So if you cry out of humility before the arrogant people, this is a kind of rejected and disapproved type of crying.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Karimi, for being with us. Thank you so much for explaining these many kinds of crying, because sometimes we may be right in crying, sometimes we may be wrong.
Exactly.
You shed light through the verses of Holy Book, Holy Quran. Thank you so much for discussing the content so beautifully. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for being with us. In case you want to listen back to this session, you can go back to our official website, that's parstoday.com. Go to the option Call of Islam. You'll find an archive of programs, of all the programs of IRIB English Radio. And in case you want to email us your suggestions, you can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also follow us on the social media platforms, searching Call of Islam Radio. Thank you so much for being with us. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.